fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 29th of April. The prepper tip of the day, it's a new one. We hope this isn't true, but we're getting multiple reports of something called vaccidents, not accidents, but vaccidents. Men and women who've had the COVID vaccine and are causing very dangerous and deadly accidents on the public road. So the prepper tip of the day is to be extra vigilant, more so than you normally are. We have patient Wayne DeGreen and my friend Steve Hunt. Steve Hunt is the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. We'll be talking about the U.S. economy, the world economy, how to preserve family assets for the next half hour. If you want or need a private consultation with Steve Hunt, just give him a call. That phone number is 800-988-8443. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, sir, I'm fantastic. You're hanging in there, obviously, on the job, right?
Yes, sir. Doing great. Thanks for asking.
We're glad to hear that. Well, Steve, the 100 days of the first 100 days of Joe Biden are finished. We're hearing that corporate taxes, capital gains are going to be doubled. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, his plan that he's trying to make for capital gains is starting out between 42 to 45%. You know, this is going to be shocking to a lot of people, especially for people with LLCs and people that have good paying jobs. He's planning on raising tax, gains on this to the numbers we've never seen before. So, and he's got a plan that I'm reading up for this capital gains system, especially with homes. And we've talked about this once before a couple of months ago when he was first in office. But now he's actually putting pen to paper and writing this down that he's going to have people start paying capital gains on homes before they sell it. I mean, some of the things that this...
Hold on. Stop. Pay capital gains tax on a home before it's sold.
Exactly.
Makes absolutely
no sense.
Where's that money going to come from?
That's a great question, isn't it?
You're going to have to
take out a loan or something. It doesn't make any sense. He hasn't said how he's going to expect people to do this, but
The capital gains don't exist until the home sold. So how can they exist before the home sold?
Exactly. I don't know. This is something he wants to do. This is a plan that he's unveiling that he wants to have done, and it doesn't.
If the home is never sold, there's no capital gain. So how can there be capital gains before it's sold?
And I guess once he believes you go into a contract, he thinks that you should be able to fund it and pay those gains.
Once it's under contract, so that 30 days. You know, I had a broker's license back in the 80s, real estate broker's license. The cashier's check crosses the table at the closing. The money does not exist until that cashier's check crosses the table.
Exactly.
Is this kind of dysfunction here that they don't know how the world works?
Everything that he's done so far has been dysfunctional.
That's amazing. Well, hopefully there'll be cooler heads will prevail, people that actually know how the business world functions, that the average homeowner doesn't have money to pay prior to the closing. There probably are some, but I would say the overwhelming majority don't have cash on hand to pay something like that before the closing. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you 100%, John. I mean, think about, especially right now with people that are in forbearance, you know, if he somehow gets this to put together before the forbearance plan gets timed out, these guys are selling their homes because they don't have money, John, so they can't even make their house payments. I mean, what he's trying to do is just absurd. You know, and I'm seeing more and more homes that are pre-foreclosure sales that are popping up around the country. You know, I watch number six up on different, you know, Zillow sites and Trulia sites. I'm constantly seeing what's going on. I mean, this is still going to be a big problem. You know, I think that people don't underestimate the amount of people that went into forbearance after May 31st or May 30th of last year when he enacted this bill. And it's going to be a big deal. I think people are really underestimating the amount of homes that are going to hit this market here in the next 2 to 3 months for foreclosures.
Well, I've been talking to several friends about that, and I'm considering buying property myself, but I'm not going to do it now because I know what's coming. I know what's coming.
Yep.
And I'm just biding my time, waiting. I would say after Labor Day, things are going to be severely different from the way they are now in terms of both residential and commercial real estate. What do you think, sir?
That's the best thing you could possibly do, John. I've talked to several different people on the phone that have said the same thing, that they've mentioned maybe buying a different house or, you know, buying an investment property, and I've told them all the exact same thing. If you can rent for the next 6 months, I absolutely urge everybody to find a short-term rental or find something that you can do where you're not buying or purchasing any type of real estate at the moment, whether it's commercial or if it's private or residential, whatever it is. Or even, you know, it's one of those things right now where supply and demand really is coming into play here. And supply is going to go through the roof. Right now, there's not a lot of supply, and the demand is huge. Everybody's trying to get out of California. Everybody's trying to get out of New York. You know, these big, you know, tax states that Biden's really, you know, cranking up this tax plan to 52%, where people are going to pay more than what they make. You know, they're trying to get out of these states. And, you know, people are trying to get out of Minnesota, where the rioting is. You know, Oregon. You know, people are running from these states. You know, and there's not enough news coverage right now that talks about this, but there's an exodus right now, these big states, where they're a big Democrat, you know, following and everything, and they don't want to be there. And, you know, people are moving to the Midwest. People are moving to, you know, even where you're at, John. I have several people that, you know, listen to you on the show that are moving to Missouri, people that are moving here to Arizona. And that demand is through the roof, but this is going to flip. And you're going to see everybody's home start popping up for sale because they can't pay that forbearance plan back, and they've been living on credit cards for the past year, and they're not going to have those funds available, and they're not going to qualify for a new loan. And, you know, I think you're going to see the housing market have a very big drop. I think it's going to drop by 20 to 30%, and I think it's going to happen quick. So waiting six months for what you're doing until September is a great plan.
It will be historic. It will be truly historic. Now, you mentioned something in passing that I think we need to go revisit here, that the capital gains tax, there has no precedence for what's being proposed.
Never. No, nothing like this. This is the amount of money that he's wanting to tax people in, for, especially for LLCs. He's changing the entire game. I mean, the corporation taxes has always been, you know, quite a bit lower. I think it's 20 or 22%, and now he's trying to raise it to 42% minimum. I mean, I don't know how businesses are going to stay in business. He wants to raise the minimum wage to $15. He wants to raise your taxes to minimum 42%. I mean, these businesses are having a hard time staying in business the way it is. They just went through the roughest year in history, and now he wants to tax them double and pay more money for people. It's ridiculous.
Here's something that you and I know, that many of our listeners know. Capital is basically a living thing. Capital will flee areas that punish investment and go to areas that reward investment anywhere in the world. Is that a true statement, Steve?
Yes, sir.
And that's what will happen. Capital is fluid. Capital has legs. Capital can fly in planes and be transmitted at the speed of light over the internet, fleeing areas, no matter what those areas are, that punish investment, and gravitating towards areas that reward investment. And that's probably, I would say, already starting to happen. What do you think, sir?
Oh, I think it happened the minute that he was going to take office. I think people started preparing for this, and you know, they knew it. There was a lot of rumblings of his proposed tax plans before he ever was sworn into office, John. You saw it just as well as I did. I mean, you know, there's so many articles out there that he was talking about this, you know, and there's some that say that his VP even thinks that this is too low, that they want to raise quite a bit more at the end of the presidency. So, yeah, wants it to be much higher before the end of the presidency, and if she has her way, which we all seem to think that the conclusion is already written on the wall, that she's going to be taken over for him at some point.
Right.
God help us.
Well, she has. If I was going to start, take a blank sheet of paper and write down the perfect communist qualifications, Kamala Harris would be, her bio would be that list I would prepare.
I wouldn't put it past her to name Nancy Pelosi as her VP, would you?
No, Hillary.
Yeah, that would be even worse.
Kamala will, for family reasons, I have to resign, and Hillary will get what she's always wanted. That's my belief. Yep. I hope I'm wrong, but that's my belief. Nancy's quite happy with her $3,000 freezer full of very expensive chocolate ice cream. She's not going to change it. Being president, I don't believe is in her list of goals to achieve. And maybe it is, but I doubt it. We're in for a wild ride here, aren't we, sir?
Well, I think we're absolutely in for a wild ride. I think the ride started. I think a lot of people noticed it, and they see what's happening. I mean, the amount of money he's printing off and suggesting for these bailouts and for programs. I mean, when you start throwing around trillions of dollars the way he is doing, I mean, it's not good. You know, the Fed came out yesterday and said that they are concerned about inflation, that it is starting to get out of control, that they're going to leave rates at zero. They have no intention to raise it. They're acknowledging that it's a problem. I'm sure, you and I have been talking about this on air now for over a month, you know, how gas prices have gone up and how grocery prices are going up. You know, everybody should recognize that by now. You know, this is a problem. You know, and the amount of money that he's printing and you know, he's just printing off, you know, $2 trillion here and $3 trillion here and the plans that he still has yet to unveil to the country, you know, it's going to be detrimental to the U.S. dollar. And I think that's why they're doing what they're doing right now with this digital currency push to try and match China and keep up. And, you know, I think it's going to be life-altering to people that have money in the bank and money in stocks and money in different accounts. It really will be life-altering. I think it's going to change everything. I think he's trying to make it a level playing field and make it so that everybody has maybe a reset with the same amount of money. Who knows what he's going to do?
Well, the real communist plan is a limited number of oligarchs, to use the Russian word, and they have an equivalent number and name in China. There's about 20 Chinese families. I've been told that one or more of those families could pay off the U.S. national debt that run and control China. The same thing in Russia. There's a limited number of families and individuals like Vladimir Putin who are incredibly wealthy, while everybody else in Russia is scraping by the skin of their teeth. That's what they truly want, isn't it?
It is. That's exactly what they're looking for. You couldn't have said that any better, John.
We got a caller here. Let's take this caller here, Steve. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Kyle.
Morning, Steve. Hey, I got a quick question for you. How long do you think the American dollar can remain the world reserve currency? Because to me, it seems like on one hand, he's standing up to communists, quote unquote, you know, by sending ships over to Russia and insulting Putin and all this stuff. And then the other hand, he's taking what little bit of credit worthiness we got and print and borrowing us into oblivion, which is going to cause us to lose the world reserve currency status. And then everything we own or everything we try to buy after that's going to be 30 to 40% more, I would bet. What do you, how long do you think it can hang on, Steve?
Well, you know, from what China has already come out and said, they plan to have their new digital currency in full effect by the Olympic Games that start, you know, after the new year. And when you have a country as powerful as what China is trying to do right now, and they're announcing their plans, which means obviously they want to get it done sooner. You know, they don't tell you that they want to get it done by a certain date. You know, I'm sure they want to do it by the end of the year. But I think that we are panicking. From what I'm understanding, that we're really worried about what they're doing. And I think that that is the big problem, that we're going to do everything in our power to try and keep up with them and their currency race. I mean, let's be very honest. If a country as large as China, who comes out and says, we have designed this new digital currency system and we're going to use it and it's effective, I mean, you're going to see more people buy into their system than you are seeing people buy into the U.S. dollar that's manipulated and as a sinking ship. So, you know, I personally think by the end of this year, we're going to have the writing on the wall that the dollar is done, in my personal opinion. And I think we're going to be either joining forces in some type of one-world digital currency, or we will have unleashed some new digital currency of our own that they announce will be the new standard thing. And I think we're going to make a big mistake by doing it, because we're being forced into a corner, to be honest with you.
But well, sure, yeah, but what I'm curious about is, do you think that that will cost us the world reserve currency status, or will it be sort of a figurehead left?
No, I think it'll cost us the world reserve status. I think the only reason why we have it, obviously, is because of oil, and a lot of countries have you know, openly said that they're done using U.S. dollars to purchase oil, which was our only reason why we've had it as long as we have. And China has already announced they're no longer using dollars for oil. Russia has announced they're no longer using, you know, dollars for oil. You know, when other countries have done this in the past, like Gaddafi or Saddam, anything of that nature, you know, we found a reason to go over there and remove that person of power and, you know, get them back on the right, you know, footing to use the dollars again for oil and, you know, right the ship. But, you know, we're not doing it when it comes to China and Russia. So, you know, that's a big change. And I think that, you know, it's just going to need one little tipping point here with, you know, another currency that's much stronger than ours to be introduced to the world where everybody jumps ship.
Do you think the SDRs are going to end up being then, the special drawing rights is going to end up being the world reserve currency that everybody's going to be buying into? Or do you think it really could just everybody jump to Chinese digital?
You know, I don't know how they would have an SDR, Kyle, with digital currency. I mean, you know, they have these drawing rights and, you know, what they're based on, you know, and, you know, let's be honest, our Fed has had a big control over that basket for quite some time. So if we're no longer going to be the world reserve, why would our central bank be the one that's controlling it and have a lot of, you know, input on that basket? I think it's going to be a digital, you know, type of coin that maybe there might be different variations of it, but it's going to be a tie to, you know, every other country. I think it's going to be one coin, but maybe name something different for every country. So it's going to be troubling for everybody.
Hold that thought. We got the last break here. Thank you, Kyle. We'll be right back.
You bet.
Yeah. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
On Thursday, the 29th of April, visiting with Steve Hunt, the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. You just might need a private consultation to help you determine how to best protect family assets. If you do, just give Steve a call. Here's that number, 800-988-8443. Got about 5 minutes here, Steve.
You know, there's so much to talk about, and you know, I don't even know how much, you know, we could talk about in 5 minutes, but you know, I really am worried after watching his speech last night. I'm assuming you watched it, John.
The Biden speech?
Biden.
I did not see it, but I saw a photograph of the Congress there. It looked like maybe one-fourth of the seats were in the photograph, and I counted 20 Congress people there.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of people that showed up, especially not Republicans. You know, there's a lot of division right now in our government, and you know, for all his talk about, you know, one nation and how he's going to try and bring everybody back, I don't think we could be any more divided. And his plans for what he's wanting to do with police and how he thinks that police are so bad and everything else, I think he's causing more division. And it's almost like he's trying to create a war here in America between ourselves. And, you know, he uses the greatest attack since the Civil War, you know, is part of his speech last night, you know, about the people that stormed the Capitol, you know, It's crazy the things that he says, you know, and I know that you don't, you know, like the vaccine, but, you know, he took 100% credit, didn't say Trump did anything of this, you know, that he is 100% alone responsible for, you know, so many vaccine shots, you know, when all he did was take an office when Trump has already done everything. I mean, this guy is trying to take the credit for everything good that's been happening and putting all the blame on past administration, and then he's also putting blame on police officers. He's putting blame on a lot of things. And I think he's going to cause a lot more civil unrest over this next 12 months. And I don't know if it's because he has dementia or if this is intentional. But everything he's trying to do, you know, tax people at a higher rate. He's trying to make it more of a level field that everybody makes the same amount of money. You know, it's ridiculous. And at some point, you're going to see people start to step back and say, this isn't right. And I think there's going to be at some point a massive rise up, where people just don't want to take it anymore. I don't know if he's going to make it the entire presidential term. I think, you know, people are very upset with how things are going. You know, this isn't like when Trump was president. You had Democrats up in arms every single day protesting and marching and saying the worst negative things they could ever think of. And, you know, it for some reason hasn't been the same way, right, this time, where with Republicans aren't marching and demonstrating and doing everything else. You still have the same violence in these other states that are going on, with Black Lives Matter, you know, groups that are still doing things. I mean, where is he at now? Why is this still not being done? He's not calling people to action. He's not holding people's feet to the fire. He's letting things go, and he's still calling for, you know, more problems with the police. And it's a big problem in my mind. I think it's going to get worse. You know, when we always talk about in the show about financial problems that are going on with the dollar and inflation and everything else, this is going to have a big impact on the economy as well. And you know, I think he's doing nothing to help it, and it's just going to get worse. And this is another big thing, the reason why people really should be, you know, very careful with what's going on right now. This is going to have a very negative impact. You know, as things start to turn around and the homes start going up for sale and the market starts going down, you know, and that negativity gets bigger and bigger, it's like a disease. And right. I think when you start putting everything together, you just have a big collapse of one system. So
it takes on a life of its own, doesn't
it? Everybody. It does. Yep. It very much does. Yep. And that's, you know, I think people aren't looking at that big of a picture. They're worrying about little certain things. You know, oh, you might be seeing the stock market take a little tiny bit of a jump, you know, this day or that day. But, you know, when you give out, you know, free money to a country, you know, and you're really only giving it to certain people, you know, yeah, they're going to be happy. And they're taking some of their money and they're putting it into digital currency. That's the big thing right now. You're hearing things about, you know, a Dogecoin that's gone up, you know, three times the price. But it says that even on the description on the website that, you know, it's a coin that was never made for investments. It has 0 point, you know, and it has zero cap, which means it's not a real digital asset. So there's just a lot of scams going on right now. Everybody needs to be careful with what they're doing and think twice before you do it.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, thank you, sir, for being with us. We covered a lot of territory in a short period of time, as always. And one more time, you need a private consultation, give Steve a call at 800-988-8443. Steve, we'll look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
I look forward to it, my friend. I hope you have a good day.
Okay. Thank you very much. Breathtaking. The events of the day are absolutely breathtaking, aren't they? Well, in a couple minutes here after the bottom of the hour break, we'll have Tom Berryhill with us, and we'll be getting an update on production of the energy cleaner. I picked up 30 units from him day before yesterday. All but three of them are accounted for. They're just running out the door. If they had legs, they'd be running out the door on their own, wouldn't they? But it's really a lot of fun meeting these challenges these past 14, 15 months. It really has been. But we will continue to do so. And you will continue to do your preparations as well you should be. With what's coming at us, being prepared now is really the smart thing to be doing, isn't it? It really is. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us, therefore, brace ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week when we have my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the engine cleaner, come on board with us and give us updates on what's going on with manufacturing the engine cleaner. We have occasionally people call up that have been using the engine cleaner and got their lives back. It helps a lot. I know there's hundreds of you listening. That occasional call really helps people get past their procrastination. And we begin these discussions with my friend Tom Berryhill giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. That said, Tom, thank you for the 30 units I got the day before yesterday. I've got 4 back orders waiting to be fulfilled because I ran out of mattress pads, and 3 left unaccounted for future orders. It's been a challenge these past 15 months keeping up with the man, hasn't it, sir?
Oh, boy, John. That is the absolute truth. It's been sometimes 7 days a week, and it's tough to keep up with, but we're doing it, and I'm adding new equipment constantly, always on a search for bigger and better machinery to make it go faster and faster. But we're doing it, and it's working out pretty good so far. We're keeping up with it just barely. But it'll get better as time goes on, and maybe it'll slow down a little bit and give us a chance to catch our breath.
Well, from what you told me at lunch the day before yesterday, you've got some new equipment that will speed up the process. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I put in some additional thermal forming equipment that's semi-automatic, and I will get a stacker and unloader for it. So it will just load, almost like a robot. It will load the sheets, form them, and when that cycle's complete, pull them off the machine and stack them while another unformed sheet goes right in place, and the machine will just keep running. You can run it round the clock if you want to, and it doesn't complain. It doesn't need to take a lunch break. It doesn't use a cell phone. You know, it just keeps doing the job. So I've got to get the stacker and the unloader for it. I'm looking for that right now. This stuff's not cheap, you know, so but I think it's a worthwhile investment to keep the ball rolling.
Absolutely. Tom, we got a caller on hold here. We got Dawn in Maryland. Good morning, Dawn. Go ahead, Dawn. Oh, we lost Dawn. Well, Dawn, we lost you. You're welcome to call back, my dear. That's good. That you're making these changes, investing the money. And looks like Dawn is back. Good morning, Dawn.
Hi. Sorry, I lost my connection there for a minute. I've heard you talk before about you have to quit tobacco use and alcohol and all this for the energy cleaner to be effective. My husband is to the point where he can barely walk anymore. The arthritis is so bad in his knees and hips and ankles. Now, I've gotten him to pretty much stop drinking, but he does chew. I'm wondering, is it the actual nicotine or the tobacco that would be the issue? I'm wondering if I could replace the nicotine with maybe some of those nicotine patches to help him.
Right,
if he needs to quit completely before we try the energy cleaner.
Right. Well, I'll answer this question. Tom, you got any follow-up? That's fine. The energy cleaner will still work regardless of what things you're doing. It just won't be as effective. So to get the maximum effectiveness...
Hello?
Are you still there, Dawn?
Oh, shoot.
We can hear you, but you can't hear us.
Hello?
So, Dawn needs to reconnect there, Julie, for whatever reason, if you can talk to her. But for everybody else, I sometimes mention the energy cleaner I had returned, and when I opened the box of the returned energy cleaner, the stale cigarette smoke almost knocked me over. Now, chewing tobacco, I don't believe, is quite as harmful as smoking tobacco. There's still adverse things going on with the body. And so I want to encourage Dawn, if you can hear us, Dawn, to go ahead and get the energy cleaner and work with your husband to have a healthier lifestyle. It will help him overall. And the energy cleaner will still work. It just won't be quite as effective when he's using tobacco products and become more effective when he cuts out the tobacco products. Tom, you got any follow-up there, sir?
Well, John, yes, I agree with everything you said. And, you know, I'll say it again. You've heard me say it many times before. You can't put out the fire if somebody's throwing gas on it. So he's got to stop those habits. That's really causing a lot of destruction to his body. She said he could barely walk and the pain and so on. And, John, do you remember several years ago the gentleman that called in from Wisconsin? I remember he was in Wisconsin. His father-in-law was in so much pain. A morphine drip would not help him. It would not deaden the pain, and he just moaned and groaned and all night, slept in a recliner, just couldn't get rid of the pain, even with morphine. And he called in and asked if an energy cleaner might help his father-in-law. And, of course, we told him there's a good chance it would, but there's no guarantees that it can help. You know, we're all different. But he did try it. And I remember him calling back in maybe 3 weeks or a month later, and he said they hooked that thing up for his father-in-law. And then, and by the next morning, he was pain-free. And that man was out meeting with his friends in town and was back in society again instead of just homebound.
Right.
So even in some extreme cases, it can help. And I think there's hope for Dawn's husband if he can get rid of these habits, because even if he cleans himself up, and an energy cleaner might not be as efficient with these with the cigarettes and drinking and all that, but he will get some help. But if he can eliminate those habits, I think he could totally
recover.
Well,
apparently he's smoking tobacco and only chews tobacco at the moment.
I don't think that's good either.
Well, it's obviously not. And I sometimes wonder how a woman can kiss a man who's been chewing tobacco. What a disgusting thing that would be. The son of a friend of mine, he was a Marine, and he chewed tobacco to the point where he had to have the inside of his mouth rebuilt by healthcare professionals. It was so destructive and so damaging.
Well, I know two people that died from it, John. They got oral cancer, and it killed them.
Yep, from chewing tobacco?
Yes.
Yep, no surprise there. Well, this is radio. We have new listeners every week, and we have to, once again, every week, start from the beginning. And first, we start with what the energy cleaner is not. It is not a Rife frequency generator. It is not that. It is not a TENS unit. It's entirely different technology. The energy cleaner is a black plastic box about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 D-cell flashlight batteries. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one LED light that alternately flashes red or green, and one place to plug in one wire. Hopefully that wire would be attached to the mattress pads I offer for sale. That's how simple it is. Now, that once you got the batteries in there, it goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I put a paper tag on my energy cleaners giving me the change date. We recommend changing the batteries once a year on a regular basis. And the energy cleaner puts out what's called an electrostatic healing signal. That signal, if you got the energy cleaner, the mattress pad I sell, you're sleeping on it for however many hours you sleep, that signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. Tom refers to it being a starter jumper cables for your cells, which that's a good analogy. Your cells are always in the process of new cells being created, old cells dying off, and in between, the healthy cells become sluggish. Well, what the energy cleaner does is rejuvenate these sluggish cells, bring them back to full health and vigor, and that's what it does. So we focus on two things publicly: getting a great night's sleep, the best night's sleep you've had since you were a small child, and pain mitigation, arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, any pain. And between sleep issues and arthritis issues, Tom, we're looking at a sizable percentage of American adults, aren't we, sir?
We certainly are, John. And just look around when you're out shopping. Just look around you, and you'll see people that can barely walk. And I mention so often that when I'm at the store, I'll see people pushing a shopping cart not to carry the items they're purchasing, but to hold themselves up. I see it all the time. And these people need help. The energy cleaner can help many of them. But getting back to the earlier discussion, you have to modify your diet, eat better, pay attention to what you're consuming, and get rid of the bad habits, excessive alcohol, smoking, chewing tobacco, and so on. Those are toxins that are not going to help your body at all. But the energy cleaner can help you clear all the residual items out. And once your body has cleansed itself of these toxins, it can rebuild itself. It's an amazing machine, and it will do that when given the right set of conditions. And we live in such a toxic environment nowadays, John. You know, the polluted water. Look at all the chemicals and everything in the foods that we eat. And the glyphosate on the grain products and that. It's another thing. Stay away from the grains if you can. And but anyway, bottom line is the energy cleaner will help to detoxify. If you can cut back on those poisonous things, the energy cleaner can help your body repair itself, and you'll have a long, healthy life.
Right, right. Well, my, you're absolutely right, Tom. My orders of mattress pads are unprecedented. This is the 11th year I've been working with you, selling these things. And I took delivery of 2 pallets of mattress pads the last several months because of the logistics of getting them unloaded. I won't be doing that anymore. We just continue having the drop ship the way they've been drop shipping them. But it's been fun. You know, I have limited space. It fills up my limited space. We get so many of these things in. It's just the dealing with the cardboard boxes they come in gets to be a logistical issue. But it's fun, and it's very rewarding knowing that I'm helping people all over the planet get their lives back. Tom, I'm shipping an energy cleaner and a queen-size pad to Thailand today, by the way. Now, Jeff in Thailand,
they need help there, too.
Yep,
people need help, too. And they're on every continent.
Well, this is an American expatriate, and he'll be getting his energy cleaner as soon as the Postal Service can get it halfway around the planet. I shipped one to Canada over a month ago. The Canadian Postal Service misread the weight as being 43 pounds instead of 4.3 pounds. So it got returned to me. If I had to ship it again. And hopefully those people up in Nova Scotia will get it soon. It's a fun challenge, and I know I enjoy it. I know you enjoy it, Tom, and the people getting this relief, they're just so happy. They don't want to think about the way it used to be, do they, sir?
No, they don't want to look backwards. They go forward. Once they get healed and they're feeling great, getting out of the house again, arthritis pain has subsided. They want to get back to living their life and go places and get out of the house and enjoy themselves, especially as the weather's getting nicer. They don't want to be homebound anymore. And, John, the last thing they do is think about any of us. They sleep on that energy cleaner, and the only time we usually hear about it is secondhand information from their friends or relatives that contact us, telling us about their improvement. And they don't know exactly what it is, but they want one too, and that happens quite often. It does.
Yeah. Well, I offer something that your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do. This does not involve time. I offer from me to you personally, ladies and gentlemen, a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's to give people some confidence, help them get past the procrastination. And out of the hundreds I ship out every year, Tom, I get back about one a quarter. About every 3 months, I'll get one returned. Sometimes I wonder if the people ever used it, but I, you know, I honor that. And they get their refund immediately. No waiting there. And it certainly helps people make a decision a bit quicker, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. There's no risk. They can try it out and see how it works for them. And John, 90 days is pretty generous. I think within a week or two, even for the extreme case, you know, a customer has extreme issues, maybe intense pain and so on, even a couple of weeks is enough time to know if it's going to work. We've had people that got total pain relief in less than an hour, but usually it takes a day or two for people to really start feeling a difference, although many do get very rapid results. It's different for everybody.
It is. We're not mechanical devices. We're people, and different people are going to have different responses, aren't they?
That's correct, and everybody's health is different. They have to look at the diet, what they're consuming. They just have to look at their entire lifestyle and see what changes need to be made. But the energy cleaner will help them with detoxification and many other issues, some that we don't really talk about. But we've had some incredible, almost miraculous healings, John. You know that as well as me, and others have heard about it. But we're not always at liberty to talk about those. Those type of issues can get us in a lot of trouble in this country. If we were outside the country, we could be more open about it. I think people can read between the lines and figure it out for themselves.
Oh, yeah, they can. They can. That's not an issue. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 29th of April. Well, Tom, we need to give people a quick reminder that the Energy Cleaner will help them with their gardening, their tomatoes and so forth, won't it, sir?
Yes, and we talk about this often, John. If somebody has a garden, they're getting set up and they're getting the seedlings going, or maybe planting seeds right now. Tell you what, that energy cleaner will help those seeds to sprout a lot faster. The seedlings will grow faster. They will have to have that garden plot ready to put those plants in the ground, because they will get started about twice as fast as normal, and they have to be ready to get them in the ground. Then you can suspend a chicken wire grid over the plant beds and put them on some plastic fence posts to keep them insulated from ground. Clip the energy cleaner onto the into the chicken wire grid, any convenient location, it's not critical, and just keep that chicken wire as close to the tops of the plants as possible. Monitor it, because the plants will grow fast. They'll get tangled up in there. Won't hurt the plants, but you might have to do some pruning if you don't check it often and let that turn into a tangled mess. But you can recover from that, but it's a lot of work. So keep an eye on that, and then raise the chicken wire grid as the plants grow. But it will increase the production of vegetables. I think that's a very important thing to take into consideration as in the days we live in, John. These are some difficult times, and who knows what's around the next corner. Have your gardens, greenhouses, and energize them with an energy cleaner. I think it's a wise thing to do.
It is absolutely a wise thing to do. Well, we get the word out every week, and we help people every week incrementally, help people to get their lives back, be able to do the things that they want to do. It may be walking in the park, maybe playing tennis, going hunting, dancing, whatever it might be, because the pain is gone and they got their life back. Right, Tom?
That's right. That's right, John.
So pay heed. Get past the situation where you're procrastinating. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order right there at my website with PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there at my website. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, twice slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, Tom, we're just about out of time here. You'll be back tomorrow morning, and we'll be talking about a entirely different topic. That's emergency survival communications and ham radio, won't we, sir?
That's right, another very important topic. So well, I'll be all set for that, John.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for being with us, sir. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking about communications tomorrow morning, sir.
Okay, John. Thank you.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get the medical supplies, your energy cleaning, essential oils, now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.